Mom is back on CBS, and, well, Mom is joining us on the line, our friend Allison Janney, once again on the phone. Hey, Allison, how's it going?
Hi, Jeremy. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. All right, now, I like to look back at things, and I mentioned this last time. The very first time that you were on the radio with me, it was April 24th, 2009, 9 to 5 on Broadway. We did a... Isn't that crazy?
Holy cow. Okay, yeah, that is, it seems like forever ago, and yet not at the same time. When I think of that was my first thing I did after West Wing. I decided to do something completely different and do a Broadway musical, which couldn't be more different from West Wing. Yeah, it's been a long time now.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, the last time we had talked at the end of one of the Mom seasons, that you were back on Broadway, so you really didn't even leave Broadway, right?
I think it seems like every 7 years I get the itch, and okay. I think it actually was seven. I'm not going to do the math because I'm terrible at math, but every 6 or 7 years I'd go back, and then I did 6 Degrees of Separation.
Right.
And then I'll keep going back to Broadway because it's my... Broadway's my roots, so I'll always go back there.
And since then, I mean, you've won every single award known to man. Like, you know, you've grown up. I'm getting a little misty here, Allison.
Oh, you're so sweet. I mean, it's been an overwhelmingly it's been an amazing journey, and it has rewarded me with a lot of wonderful moments, especially with awards and. It's pretty overwhelming. I never would have thought that my desire to be an actress would lead me here. I think I came so late to the idea that I'd be an actress that I just wanted to do it. And I just thought, God, they don't let me do it. I kept thinking I was so lucky to be let into the club and then have all this wonderful things happen. It's been pretty validating and rewarding and exciting for me.
It is. Well, and again, all those honors are well-deserved for sure. Now, as we said, Mom is back on CBS, and Bonnie Plunkett, your character... By the way, I should point out that over the summer, I realized that I have a connection to the character. And on the very first episode, and I totally forgot about this,
yeah.
Bonnie talked about moving to Canada. She was at one of the group meetings, and she talked about moving to Canada. Do you remember where she moved?
That is such a good question, and does it begin with an M?
Yes, it does. It does.
I don't remember. Jeremy stumped me.
It was Manitoba, and that's where I'm from. I'm from Manitoba originally.
I was Manitoba. Hey, I said M, didn't I? I knew what I should have trusted my instincts. Manitoba. What did she do there? Is that where she ran a? No, I don't know what
yes.
she did, what awful thing she did in Canada.
Yes, go with it. She ran a, you were going to, yes.
A daycare center that fronted as a ecstasy or some sort of drug hub. I don't know what she sold drugs. Something terrible.
Allison Janney for the win, everybody. She got it. There we go. All right.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I pulled that one out because that's amazing.
I was going to say, if you need it, you could phone a friend. Just ask one of the lawn folks out there right now.
Oh my God! She's lived a lot of places, done a lot of interesting things. That's what's so fun about playing a character like Bonnie is her past is just ripe with great possible storylines and great. We haven't done a lot of flashbacks, but boy, I hope we get to. Season 7, we can do a whole flashback, episode. But this year, the Bonnie and the main storyline—I can't say everything—but everyone knows that Bonnie and Bill Finger's character Adam are engaged to be married, and most people who have ever tried to plan a wedding know that that's not always a smooth ride. Mm-hmm. So and it's no less difficult for Bonnie and Adam. So you see them going through the stages of trying to plan a wedding, which sometimes can split people up. I'm not saying anything, but mm-hmm. it can be a make or break time for a couple. And then at the end of last season, Christy, you know, her other addiction started to rear its ugly head, and that is her addiction to gambling. So this season she has to deal with not only her, you know, alcoholism, but her gambling addiction, and she's still law school. She's gotten into law school, and so that journey started with her, and hopefully some romance for Christy as well. I think that's coming up. We've already filmed 6 episodes, and I've heard rumor that there are going to be some interesting men coming Christy's way, which is always fun to see on a get to have those storylines are always enormously fun. And we also have one of my favorite actresses who's coming into a story arc with us is Kristen Johnston from Third Rock from the Sun, mm-hmm. and many other things. But she is absolutely full on hysterical in a way that I've just never seen anyone just commit to. Her characters, you find out that she and Bonnie used to be together in the foster care system, and there's a wonderful wait a minute, did that happen last year?
I don't,
this is where I get a little wonky and go, wait, we already filmed an episode where you flash back to Bonnie's foster care time. I think that was last year. Kristen was guest starred, and now she's come back, and it's fantastic.
Kristen, season 5 as Tammy, yeah.
Yeah, as Tammy. And Tammy is coming back.
Okay.
And Tammy is hilarious. some of my favorite new stuff is with Kristen. It's brilliant. Bill Fickner is always brilliant and lovely. And we'll get such amazing guest stars who want to come play with us, I think, because they like what we're doing with the show, and I'm so proud that Jeremy, in terms of what we talk about and how we deal with things that are traditionally multi-cam fare, like cancer and death, and stuff that we do it with such grace and humor, and people, and we've also earned the right over 5 seasons now, starting our 6th. These characters know each other so well, and there's so much room for you know, ribbing each other, and just the thing that you earn, you know, as characters, people knowing you year after year, you can get away with a lot more, and the writers are taking full advantage of that. We have such a great team of writers. It's one of my happiest moments of my day is to go to work and you know, create these episodes every week. It's You've never been to a taping? Have you been to a taping, Jeremy?
No, I have not. But I would like a guest star and role, if you can swing that. Can we make that happen?
Well, I will swing that. I definitely can swing you an invitation to come to the show and guest star and role. Would you like to be in the AA room? Would you like to be in the Gamblers Anonymous room? Would you like to be, there's a new cool storyline with... Oh, I can't say it. I can't tell you that, but there's a part for you there. But I didn't know you wanted to be... on the show. Okay, this is news. I'll pass it down through the chain of command.
You know what? I mean, I was joking, but you know what? If you can swing it, I will be there. We can talk off air maybe, but I swear, if you can do it, I will do it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'm gonna and even an extra role, even if you're just in the scene, is that okay?
That's fine with me. That's fine with me.
Okay.
And then, but promise me we'll do a selfie after. We'll do a selfie after.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Yes.
I have the best selfie arm because I'm so tall. My arms are so long, so I can always get a good angle on.
Okay.
You know.
Good. All right. Good.
I know. Anyway. Yeah.
It's a date. Now, so aside from, you know, the scene that we'll be in together, do you have a favorite moment? Actually, I'll tell you mine before you tell me yours. And to me, I think it was a bit sinful when you were smashing the hell out of wine bottles.
Oh my gosh. I did love that. Oh my gosh, I haven't seen this. Is like, I forgot about all the wonderful things I got to do. That was incredibly satisfying. And that was with French Stewart.
Yeah.
And I was had a love interest with a love storyline with him for a bit. And then he pisses me off. And and I come to, you know, it's basically my fatal attraction moment. Like, I will be ignored. French Stewart, I can't remember his character's name in this moment. Those kinds of moments are always my favorite, that I love to do anything physical. That's when I'm happiest, sliding down banisters, jumping out windows, smashing bottles, smashing, getting a baseball bat and smashing a car window. I remember doing that once on the show. And that stuff, I eat that out of a spoon. But I also love some of the touching moments, the touching scenes where we really get to just be there and be supportive of each other. Those are satisfying as an actor. You love to be able to, yeah, they're physical too. See, I'm talking. I'm looking at the trees and I'm staring at the sky and I'm just going off on a tangent. But oh my God, I'm just trying to think of other moments. That was a really good one, though. You know, the capers that we go on when back when Alvin, Kevin Pollak's character, dies and it's all the thing about his ashes, and I steal the ashes from his current wife and replace them with kitty litter from Marjorie's house, and those kinds of storylines are just ridiculously fun. You think, how can that be possible? How can anyone? Is that believable? But yeah, with Bonnie and Christy and these characters, it's totally believable that they would go to such extremes. Help me out. What are some other ones that you like?
When you were going to the spa and you got locked up, when you were singing in the car.
Oh, yeah.
We were getting all the songs wrong.
The car, and I get. What am I singing? I'm singing some.
Fievel. What's the oh boy, now I'm blanking too.
Somewhere out.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that.
No,
song.
No.
That was the song I was supposed to be, but I sang a different one.
Right. Right.
Anyway, she screws up her songs insists it's the love theme to something.
American Tale, right? That's what it was.
Yeah.
American Tale. All right.
Five-ish and American.
That's right. Fievel. Five-ish. Fievel. Uh-oh. It's catchy, Allison. I've got it now too. Jeez. Okay. You talk about the relationship, and I know your co-star has gone through some situations in her life. I want to ask though, what is the relationship that you have with Anna? Is it more? Is it coworker? Is it friend? Is it a little bit motherly?
If anything, I mean, it's definitely friend, teammate. She tends to be more the mother to me off stage, behind scenes, than on camera. Well, actually, that relationship on camera is pretty interchangeable as well. I don't think Bonnie's necessarily the mom all the time, but and Anna is very motherly off camera to all of us, and she, especially with me, we've all been through. Everyone goes through things in life and relationship ups and downs, and she's helped me through mine, and I've helped her through hers. I hope we all are kind of there for each other off camera and on camera, and which is really nice, the friendships that we've formed on the show. And she's also a camp counselor, organized things for us to do. She has rituals that she does before the show, and there's this thing where she comes in the makeup room right before we do a speed through of every episode, all the actors who are in it, and she comes in and she says, well, I just talked to Chuck, and we all go, oh my God, what did he say? And she usually says something ridiculous, like, for some reason he wants us all to, after you deliver every line, just look right in the camera. I don't know exactly what it is about, but that's what he's asked us to do. And usually the guest stars who aren't going to know are like, are you serious? Or what? It's just fun to see who we can prank. so she's kind of gone that way. And camp counselor, I definitely would call her camp counselor of the year and mother of the year.
I'm going to have to write that down. So when I have my starring role, she's going to be pranking. All right, she's the jokester. I got it. All right, making notes here.
Oh, shoot. She is.
all right. Well, yeah, we're super late right now, but I could talk to you all day. But Mom is back on CBS. When can we catch the show, Allison?
John, I think our premiere is September 27th. Is that correct, Jeremy? Please help me. I hope that's right.
Yes, it is.
September 27th?
It's on Thursday.
September 27th, mm-hmm. Thursday night at 9 p.m. Pacific. Yeah, it's 9 p.m. Well, wherever you are at 9 p.m., right?
Well, the easiest... what we...
I do, my math goes crazy. But yeah, Thursdays at 9 p.m. on CBS.
All right, here, I'll do my thing. What we do is it's check your local listings. You search Mom, and you record it, and you watch it live, and you watch it over and over again, right?
Yeah, that's what you do. You just give it to your DVR to take care of. Just put it in there and have record Mom. You will not be disappointed. It will always be a show that you'll want to watch, no matter what's going on in our crazy world. It's kind of fun to tune in to see what's going on with these characters, because they just, you want to root for them, and they're all women who are trying to, and men too, are always are trying to be better people, and that's just good to watch.
One final question before we get off the phone here. I know, obviously, Bonnie is sober, but I have to know, what's your drink? It's Saturday night, you're out, what do you order?
Oh, I'm a martini girl. I love a martini, shaken, very cold, very dry, with a twist.
Okay.
That's my drink of choice.
All right. We'll be, I'll have some ready for you when we finish taping, okay?
Copy that.
All right. Well, Alice, Jenny, Mom is back on CBS. Thursday nights, check your local listings.
Hey.
Always love talking to you, Allison. Yeah. Thanks so much for calling in today.
Absolutely, Jeremy, and I will be in touch about your cameo appearance on Mom.
I swear, I'm going to take you up on that. If we make it happen, that would be, like,
okay.
Bucket list for sure. All right, Allison, thanks so much.
All right.